Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to Breakfast Briefing with me, Alan Cantwell. It's Monday, the 11th of March. Coming up.
I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere. There'll be tomorrow.
Cillian Murphy wins Best Actor Award at the Oscars for Oppenheimer. And Fine Gael MEP calls for a comprehensive review of amendments rejected by the electorate at the weekend. But first up this morning, Cillian Murphy has become the first Irish-born man to win Best Actor at the Oscars. The Cork native won the prestigious trophy for his performance in Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, which scooped 7 awards in total last night. Irish-produced Poor Things came away with 4 Oscars, with Emma Stone named Best Actress. Cillian described himself as a proud Irishman as he collected his award in LA.
We made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
The referendum on the family and care amendments ended with the highest ever no vote on a Saturday. The care amendment was rejected by 74% of the voters, while the family amendment was rejected by 68%. The proposed replacement wording for these amendments will be heavily criticised, with Fine Gael MEP for Dublin, Francis Fitzgerald, believing that the results of the referendum requires the government to rethink their approach.
Personally, I think there were too many issues that got caught up in the two referendums that were too big, too complex to put into the wording that was proposed. This is what the research in the Sunday Independent, the reason cited for the no in both of them: lack of clarity information, contentment with current laws, concerns about the legal and social. There were so many questions at the end of the day.
Pope Francis has been criticised for saying Ukraine should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. The remark has been seen as a call for Kyiv to surrender. Ukraine's foreign minister says it will never raise any flags other than the country's blue and yellow colours. Pope Francis made his comments to a Swiss broadcaster.
I think that the strongest one is the one who looks at the situation, thinks about the people and has the courage of the white flag and negotiates.
Kensington Palace has declined to comment after a number of photo agencies retracted a picture of Britain's Princess of Wales amid concern it had been manipulated. It was the first official photo of the princess to be published since she left hospital. Charlotte Griffiths is editor-at-large at the Mail on Sunday. She says although the princess looks healthy in the picture, it's unlikely to stop the rumours online.
So she's sitting down, and people have been talking about that a lot. And then the other thing is William is taking the picture. He's not actually in the picture with her. And then one other thing is that she's not wearing her wedding ring, which has definitely been noted by some of the online conspiracy theorists.
The number of young people signing up to apprenticeships is on the increase. Speaking ahead of the Education and Training Board's Ireland ETB Week, General Secretary Paddy Lavelle says there's been a real resurgence in interest in learning a trade.
There's a huge amount of work has been done in the last couple of years to build up the numbers in apprenticeship. In 2024, there already have been almost 1,400 registrations. Last year, the numbers went up to 27,000. If you go back to 2014, it was only about 7,000. So we've really come on, particularly in the last 2 or 3 years.
300,000 cars could be taken off Irish roads if people pool the resources. New research shows that 1 in 5 car owners plan to get rid of a second car due to the cost of running it. The survey by GoCar also showed 40% of car trips take 14 minutes or less. However, 78% of drivers would hang on to their cars to go shopping. Paul McNeese, head of country for Europe Car Mobility Group, says there's a huge potential to get more cars off the road.
760,000 households own 2 cars, and 1 in 5 of those that they plan to get rid of that second car in the next few years. There were some fantastic nuggets that came out of it. 40% of car journeys take less than 14 minutes. So we think there's huge potential for that to be replaced by either foot or by a quick car sharing.
Celebrations for the St. Patrick's Day Festival in Dublin are getting underway with the unveiling of an outdoor art gallery. A Better City is being launched this morning, featuring work by 6 artists in Dublin. People are encouraged to follow a trail from Thomas Street and discover artwork. Rosie Gagan-Kyo, co-founder of Good Shout Studio and curator at A Better City, tells us what to expect.
It's public, it's free, so anyone who's exploring their city streets can see it. It's going to be up from this week for the next 3 months. So, yeah, we encourage people to get out and explore the city streets and discover some new art.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need at newstalk.com.